I'm Eric Hodge. This is Morning Edition. An iconic 500-year-old tree is the subject of this week's Criminal Podcast. The show tells the stories of people who've done wrong, been wronged, or gotten caught somewhere in the middle. It's produced here at WUNC. Phoebe Judge is the host and joins me now. Good morning, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Can you tell us a little bit about why this tree is special?
Yeah, well, this tree has been called the most beautiful and perfect specimen in the whole entire country, just in the way that it looks. It's a live oak. But the historical significance of the treaty oak is that this was a revered spot for Native Americans in Texas for a long time to come together and work problems out. It also is where Stephen Austin, kind of the founder of Texas, first came to draw the boundary line with Native Americans to say everything here is for the settlers and everything to the west is for the tribes and Native Americans.
Now, if we jump ahead to 1989, what happened then?
In 1989, the city forester in Austin was walking around the Treaty Oak and realized that it looked as though the Treaty Oak was dying in certain spots. They brought in all of these experts and they realized that the tree was being poisoned. They couldn't really figure out why, but the tree was being poisoned. And they figured out that a man who was trying to break a spell over his love for a certain woman was poisoning this tree in a kind of crazy ritual to cast the spell off of him.
He went to the library, took out a book on the black arts, and cast a spell under the tree, creating a magic circle. And that circle, of course, was with the herbicide, not with, I'm sure the book didn't have that in it, but that was his interpretation. And then put something in the circle so that as the tree would die, so would his love die for this woman.
Unrequited love. How does former independent presidential candidate H. Ross Perot play into the story?
Well, the Treaty Oak symbolized so much for Texas, and people in Texas loved this tree that when they realized they were going to have to take these dramatic steps to save the thing, and they would need a lot of money, they started calling and asking for help for well-known Texas figures, one of them being the billionaire Ross Perot. And Ross Perot said, "I'll do whatever I can," and basically wrote a blank check.
That's amazing. Now, people started stopping by and paying tribute to this tree as if a person were sick and dying, right?
Yeah, they were leaving chicken soup and Tums, and they even brought a psychic in from Dallas who said that this tree was actually a woman named Alexandria.
There would be letters from Germany. There were letters from all over the United States, and they would just address it to the Treaty Oak, Austin, Texas. And it would be, you know, get well soon, that sort of thing. And a lot of them from kids, they would draw pictures and, you know, say, "We're sorry that this happened to you. Get well soon," that sort of thing.
So H. Ross Perot helps pay for a bunch of PhDs to come in and investigate this to see what they can do to save the tree. Meanwhile, what's law enforcement doing?
Law enforcement sets up a kind of a sting operation for this Cullen character and gets him to admit poisoning the tree. And then he goes on trial, and it's national news because this guy is facing years and years in prison for poisoning a tree.
And does he go to jail?
He goes to jail. He gets sentenced to 9 years, pays a $1,000 fine, and then the whole goal is saving what they can of the Treaty Oak.
And how did they do that? Did it survive?
They lost about a third of it, but part of it did survive. And what they did, they ended up finding a little cutting and making the cutting of the Treaty Oak grow and then using it as a nurse tree to kind of help both trees survive.
Phoebe Judge is the host of the Criminal Podcast produced here at North Carolina Public Radio. This episode will air Sunday afternoon at 5:40. Thanks, Phoebe.
Thanks, Eric.